from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
K-Rex.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC. Spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top 2, but we ain't 2, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, we your number one spot.
That boy got his jersey on. Come on, man, that boy got his jersey on.
I told Malik. I said, if you re-sign, there's 2 things that'll happen. Number one, you're going to get that nightclub, big dog.
That Malik's on
Malik's
the way.
Is going up.
Yep.
And number two, your boy will get the Malik Monk jersey.
And he was is that an early birthday present? Come on, man. Matching hat. Come on, man.
Well, I
don't know why you
went. I hope it's not.
I don't know why
that.
You in standard definition, but like maybe give a one of those. I don't know what that is.
Oh, no.
What
it is.
Oh man,
and I can't even really tell.
He got to. Oh, you can't. Yeah, you can't tell.
I can't tell.
You're
in. It did me dirty. It did me dirty today.
You like, we need Jesse to hold the antenna.
Oh my gosh,
it's a little tough. Like, no, yeah, it's not that. It's something else. It could be.
Or we'll jump on the roof.
It might be that. I know the.
Well, I mean, we did have Y2K last night.
Yeah, it finally happened.
Well, okay. Let's he's serving it up on a plate.
Lit.
Too. Look at that.
Lit.
Appreciate you. Appreciate you, brother.
Lego.
What did Kyle just bring in?
He brought in a nice donut.
Yeah, what kind?
Yeah, what's it got on it, Casey? Yeah,
it's chocolate and some other stuff. It's good.
Some other stuff.
Yeah. What's the other stuff?
I don't know. I mean, it's the one Damien likes.
It's this man is scared to say that one... Kyle brought in a chocolate donut with nuts on it.
Oh, yo, the way he said it, bro. Hey, like,
why are you so scared to say that's what Kyle brought
on,
in?
What you said is how you said it.
Hey, speaking of pause,
Jesus.
Did you see?
I did. Well,
did
I saw this. I was walking through the door.
Did you
that it
see?
Happened. Come on, man. No, we definitely... We was already going next year anyway. But we definitely got to go. I gotta meet Killer.
Trista Crick.
I gotta meet Killer. And Mace. Come on, man.
Trista Crick, guest hosted. It is what it is with Killer Cam and Murder Mace.
I can't wait to see the episode. Did you see any of that?
I did. Yeah.
Right, let's go.
Yeah,
let's
like
go.
She sent it to me as soon as it went live, and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm on this. man, she did what you'd expect. Our girl
delivered.
To do.
She delivered. That's delivered. I mean, absolutely. I don't have any. I didn't have any thought that she would be Trista Crick and be a hit when she got linked up with them. It's just she not afraid of them lights.
Yeah, she killed
not
it,
afraid man. Of them lights.
She killed it. That's out there on YouTube for everybody to check out. When this show is over, go check out. It is what it is with Cam Mace. And our girl Trista Crick.
They talk about Shakur Stevenson. Stuff.
I didn't get that far, so I got through. They started. They were talking about Bronny, and the way that he's been playing, And then TK brought up the Westbrook trade. Mm. So they were talking about Russ likely winding up in Denver, what that means for Russ, and that's kind of where I got,
you know,
got cut off.
I thought about, I guess we don't have to do it because we haven't said much of anything about it, but Bronny's played well the last two games, mm-hmm. and I think people need to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Because
he was ready to,
No, you're right. When it was all bad, you was talking about how he didn't deserve to be there and all this other stuff, and it's not like that didn't matter. Just like this doesn't really matter.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm all for consistency. Like, you're going to talk about him crazy when he's scoring 2 points and do all this other stuff. When the man's hitting 13, 14 points, hitting some big-time threes, let's talk about it then, Brandon Jennings.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about it then, get up and all this other stuff. Like, come on now.
Negative energy isn't nearly as strong.
Mm.
It never is. Or positive energy isn't nearly as strong, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
That negative energy, boy, people feed off of that. That gets them clicks, that gets them views, that gets them likes, that gets them all of that stuff. People love to be negative. And instead of covering the man fairly, what they choose to do is, the young man, by the way,
yes,
fairly, they choose to highlight his shortcomings. And then when he plays well, we're going to fall back. Mm. What else is going on in the news? Hmm. Let's talk about Jalen Tyson, the 20th pick of the 2024 draft. Let's do that.
Yeah.
And that's the way it is. Yeah. It's unfortunate.
It is. No, it really is, man. But I mean, that's how the game goes.
If you're gonna analyze Summer League deep enough to have all of these thoughts on what Bronny's doing, keep doing it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And all of those players that were drafted before him, because everybody's infuriated about the players who weren't taken because of him. No, break down all the players that were drafted before him. All of them. All 54 of them. Tell me about them.
I saw something, and mind you, I like this guy. Like, mind you, where I'm coming from with all this, I like Bronny James.
Mm-hmm.
I like the opportunity that he gets. I've seen him play a number of different times. I know he's talented enough to have this opportunity. It wasn't like just gifted to some scrub. Mm-hmm. Like, he's talented enough to be worthy of it. The guy that I'm about to mention, I like too. I have no issues with him at all. But I just saw the graphic a number of different times. I'm trying to pull it up real quick, but I saw the graphic a number of different times. How's Boogie Ellis been doing? Because I don't know if you caught that when it was out, but that was the big, Bronny James, how he get drafted. Boogie Ellis is undrafted. Mm-hmm. And they put up the college stats. Boogie averaged like 15 or something like that. Good player, USC. He's a player also that's good enough to be in this opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
But how has his summer league been going? Just by the thoughts of it, just by following the Kings and being in tune with everything.
20 points per game?
Not close. Not
15
close.
Points per game.
Not close. So
10 points per game?
No. So, like, neither one of them should be looked at as a less than as basketball players because of what they've done or not done. But, like I said, when you make the – I want to see the person who put that comparison up, and everybody that retweeted it and said, oh, what's up with this? This is foul, da-da-da-da. What's Boogie Ellis doing?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't doing much of anything. But we ain't going to hear that. You know, since like we this isn't what we had planned or talked about on the rundown, but since we're like out of the rundown, I want to do.
We haven't followed the rundown.
We're gonna talk football.
We won't follow the rundown until about September 2nd.
We're gonna talk football today.
Next time we follow the rundown, will be the first time.
Look, Russell Wilson, we still got to talk about him going to the Broncos.
No, we don't. We did that.
We got to talk about him going to
the
Broncos.
It was after his fourth game and his but we did it. Damn, pal.
But I had a thought last night. Because for those that were watching yesterday, in the middle of a very, very, like, eloquent thought that Damian was talking through, out of the corner of my eyes, I saw the Caitlin Clark highlights.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't seen them up until that point.
Mm-hmm.
So what the hell is this? I mean, we see it like, I don't know how many,
She Tyrese'd the game.
And I don't know when that started. Maybe that started at assist 16 or something like that. So she already had a good game naturally. Mm-hmm. And then like, oh, three more and I can set a record? Okay, let me hunt for it. Mm-hmm. Problematic in itself there. Mm-hmm. But I got to thinking about it, and I was like, I ain't really like that. I didn't really like that.
I can't remember for certain, but it does stand out when you watch it. Mm-hmm. She was double-digit assist really quickly. Mm-hmm. I think it felt like there was a certain point where we're not winning this game, and then that's when it started.
So
Devin Booker'd the assist category.
I'm glad you said that because I was trying to think about this, and I don't want to make any proclamations for her right now, but Kaylin kind of funny in the light. Like when you really watch her, like I don't like her attitude a lot of the times. Like I don't like the way she, and it gets masked because people like Caitlin Clark. And she's passionate. She's like Kobe. Like,
oh, okay.
Nah, she be pouting. Yeah, and she does like some foul stuff that if I was a coach, if I was coaching her, I'm not cool with. She had an awkward interaction or lack thereof with her coach. Remember at the end of the championship game?
Yes. Yeah.
I was just like replaying things over and over again, like things that I've seen. I was like, I ain't gonna make no proclamations on her yet because she's still young in the game and I haven't seen enough of her. But I'm watching.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching. I haven't. I'll put it to you like this: I haven't seen anything from Caitlin to make me feel like I like that, like personality wise.
Mm-hmm.
It's either been like nothing or I didn't like the way she did that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then like this, that
I'm
whole
not
thing
sure.
yesterday.
You kind of said something. Mm-hmm. What was yesterday?
The assist thing, the way she played that out.
Oh, okay.
Like, I was like, what?
Yeah, and then you have skipping out on the three-point shootout. And I don't know that Caitlin has a personality. That's you had me thinking about something yesterday when you did the Larry Bird thing. I was like, okay. And I was like, Bird had he was still a killer. And like everyone knew it. Maybe we didn't know it, you know, because of the way things were at the time. Like everybody else did. I don't know that she even has a personality.
You know what her personality might be, at least when it comes to basketball? Is this the right word? Ornery?
Ornery? Yeah.
Just kind of like, I don't know.
Like, do you think she likes basketball? Is that what
you mean?
I think
she likes basketball. Oh. I don't know if she likes her teammates ever.
I got
like
you.
She has a short temper with them.
Mm-hmm.
She's very critical of others when they make a mistake and outwardly shows it. Like she shows up her teammates and her coach since I've met her. And I'm just aware of it. I'm just aware. And like I said, I don't know. I'm still giving her time because I haven't seen enough. I've seen her for the last 3 years, and maybe that's not enough. So I'm not going to classify her as somebody that I'm not feeling like that. But there's things that I'm aware of from her.
I don't know.
Took
don't
me
know
that long to find it. One more.
I don't quite know how to answer that.
Thank you. I don't even remember what the question he was being asked was, but that's one of my favorite.
And people, you know, they talk about
maybe you're being a little harsh.
Casey on a hater. This is wild. The difference is though, guys. I believe I'm not trying to talk about. I don't know what any of you guys have done. I've watched her intently for 3 years. Like I'm not just saying this because I see some highlights.
So you don't think
I watch her games? I watch the way she behaves, and it's always been either I have no type of like feeling about her or that was kind of foul. It's never been, that's what I'm looking for. That's a teammate. Things I talk about with Anthony Edwards and Steve. It's never been, that's it right there. It's never been that. It's either been like, okay, Caitlin's just there, or that was foul. I've watched her for 3 years now, intently. So get some facts and then come back to me. Jim Calhoun.
Who was talking about you?
We'll come back. I want to. Let's just talk. Kyle Madsen joins us. Oh, maybe Kyle's got thoughts. Dealing with KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Vivek tried so hard to get that line right.
I honestly, it's better that he didn't get it right. That was hilarious. I don't even think I would have thought twice if you would have got it right.
I need. Can you see? Do you see KC the way I see him?
No, yeah, he's in 2005 right. Standard definition.
Yeah, reset. Reset your computer. Okay. Well, I need the people to see. Like, you got the jewelry on. I mean, we're hosting a concert tonight. I thought I did it right, but you got the arms and the tattoos out and the whole deal.
You know what the problem is? Look, I'm gonna figure out. Let's see if this works.
That's Kyle Madsen, KC over there running IT. Shout out to our IT team. They've had a hell of a...
Poor Seth.
Our guy Seth just pulled up.
I see. Seth's been here since probably the start of yesterday. Yeah, right.
His engineers don't stop working.
Yeah, it's a shoot. KC's resetting his computer so he could be in 4K so you can see how fantastic he looks.
I could be a hater according to some.
I don't worry about them.
Hey. You can't not worry about people while telling them you're not worrying about them.
Sorry, I got distracted. Is this coconut on here? First of all, who needs coconut cake? Let's get that off there. Let's get that off there.
Wow.
Don't like coconut.
They not like us. I can't believe we didn't talk more about that. That Vivek video was so funny. All right, KC,
well,
back.
Where we were gone.
There he goes. There we go. That's better.
Okay. He's in 4K.
I was in Jesse's profile.
Hey, whoa. My camera looked fine today on the
that's
inside.
Crazy.
That's crazy. That's what happened.
Wow. Jesse.
I go to my profile and it's Thursday.
Wow.
Wow. That's
me and Kyle did the producers on high definition.
Man.
I really don't know what happened. Yeah, because you guys were locked in. I was watching earlier.
I don't know what it is.
Kevin Durant's a top 10 player.
There's a...
Thank you.
Is he?
Thank you.
And Bill Russell is not.
Thank you.
What is happening
Thank
here?
You.
Bill Russell's a top 10 winner of all time. He's not a top 10 player.
Oh, I feel like that's a nuance that goes beyond the conversation I want to have.
He's not. He's not. He's not.
Okay.
He's not.
Okay.
At least in mine, I should say that. In my top 10.
Sure.
He's not my top 10. Sure. He's one of my favorite NBA figures of all time. Just like Allen Iverson's one of my favorites, but he's not top 10.
Hmm.
Allen Iverson's probably like top three favorite
players. I just feel like it feels like a lot of the arguments that you use for MJ over LeBron could just be used as Bill Russell over whoever.
No, MJ, what? Bill Russell didn't sniff 32 anything averaging in the playoffs.
That was a weird way to phrase it, but
okay. Yeah.
Bill Russell is averaging like 14 and 22, but like 14 and 22.
YKC hates civil rights leaders of the 60s coming up next.
On a Caitlin Clark, me and Bill Russell.
Oh, man.
That's wild.
Man, it's a wild. It's Friday, too. This is,
I know.
This is the start to the Friday show.
I love Jesse and I love Bill Russell.
But
Caitlin Clark is cool. I think you might be a little hard on
Caitlin Clark.
I don't know about Caitlin Clark.
19 assists is a lot of assists.
It is.
Even when you're Tyrese in them.
Well, Tyrese got 23 one time.
By Tyrese-ing them. That's where the phrase comes from. Tyrese passes up to Stan Van Gundy, the first one to publicly go, what is he doing?
He did.
Bro, you just passed up a layup. What are you doing?
That playoffs was nutty.
Buddy, I get you're a facilitator, but this ain't the way.
Guy had a layup, and he Tyrese'd it, but what we say Ben Simmons did? He had a layup, dished it out. Ben Simmons was the first one I saw do that. Poor guy.
Tyrese is.
I think that's it. Tyrese is a willing scorer sometimes. Yeah. That's why it's frustrating.
Yeah.
The wild thing
that's literally Ben Simmons.
Yeah, but Ben Simmons like scared to shoot it. Like, there's no. Oh man, that stretch where Ben Simmons is averaging 28 a game. Like, no, there's none of that.
That clip where Ben hits the three though is awesome.
No,
it's one of the great clips ever.
Did you see what happened the other day? I retweeted it that they showed like the top 10
the craziest shots
of all time. And they're like, the first one, number one, I don't even know how it went in. And it was like, it was random shots like Ralph Sampson tipping it in that way. Isaiah Ryder at the Arco Arena.
I think
whatever.
I did see those.
Number one was Ben Simmons.
Just
three.
In the corner.
Corner three.
His catch and shoot.
Was number one. That was wrong.
Ben Simmons doing what million NBA players have done before. He's like, can you guys believe this?
That was a long way to get to the joke, but it's like, damn,
nah,
it was so worth it.
It paid off.
It was Bobby Hansen did it in the 92 finals and saved the series.
I thought Bobby Hansen had 25 in the third quarter.
Nope.
He had three, though.
He hit one corner three. One corner three.
Shot.
I was playing like
watching
a dog.
Time, I was like, yo, Bobby Hansen.
Don't ever say Mike didn't big up his teammates. Because, man, if you ever watched airtime without watching the 92 finals, boy, you think that group saved one Jordan his second title.
Little 9-10-year-old Kenny was like, yo, hey, Bobby Hansen, if it wasn't for him, Bulls wouldn't have won that championship.
I've saw that game a million times, and I saw airtime a million times, and I was convinced the way Michael told the story was right.
What'd he say? He was playing like a dog. What'd you say?
Playing like a dog. Put me back in. I looked at Phil. Phil knew. It's time to put me back in.
And then Mike comes in.
And it's so funny, like the context of NBA today versus when I was 11, the lead was like 11 points.
No, that's right.
It was like a 12-point lead.
Yeah, they act like they were down 30.
Like, yeah. it's funny, like thinking back to those moments when you watched basketball as like a kid versus as an adult, thinking, oh, what a comeback by the Chicago Bulls. Bro, they were down 11.
And then Mike comes in. And he steals the ball from Buck Williams and proceeds to, at the same time, sock him in the jaw with the ball to get the steal. And Buck Williams looking for a foul. There was no foul, sir. That was the ball that hit you in the jaw.
Did he do that in two finals? Is that what he did to Malone?
Malone, he swiped down.
He swiped down. Buck, he swiped up.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Buck got the rebound.
Yeah.
Swiped it.
And ball. Yeah.
Use the ball as a weapon.
Yeah.
Well, literally, that's what happened.
Well, Domas was a big Jordan fan, so he... I love
TMZ's finest.
That's crazy. That's the wildest Sean Cunningham tweet ever.
What happened?
That TMZ interviewed Domas at the airport. And so Sean tweeted, TMZ caught up with Domantas Sabonis. And it's like, wait, what? What did Domas... Domas got a Kardashian? What happened?
They just
asked him about basketball.
Does TMZ just do that? Because I know they have people at like police stations and stuff like that, and that's how they're first on all this stuff. Do you think they have people just around airports?
Yeah.
Who are just, they for just, sure. they just fly out?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure. And they're just like, oh, who's that? Oh, it's Domas. Let's 100%. Go ask him some questions.
I know people hate this, but TMZ is actually a news outlet.
Oh, for
like,
sure.
It is a real 100%. Deal news outlet.
Yeah.
Thing that nobody wants to ever really talk about is like they're almost never wrong,
right?
That but
never
that's
wrong. Like they, I don't think they've ever
been wrong so less than like a CNN or a Fox News or the trusted sources of news have been. They've been wrong far less.
Yeah, well, they right because they,
sometimes not, they're wrongs or they killed someone off who's not actually dead. But I got it
right. And for the most part, it's not to the point when TMZ reports something now. To me, I just go, okay, that's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's never, there are still people who are like, well, it's TMZ. Like
no,
like yeah, so?
Like, I think people forgot AOL owned TMZ for a minute. Mm. Like, that's liability.
I didn't forget
like,
that. I just didn't know that.
Yeah, you can't be wrong in that regard.
And the leader is a lawyer. Isn't the, what's the name, Harry?
Couldn't tell you.
You don't know? Yeah, you never watched the TV? The show?
No. Oh, I've never watched the show.
There was, I mean, I don't like.
The show, I think, is why people think it's not a real news outlet. I don't put because that show looks so fake.
Like, schedule recordings to it, but it comes on channels where.
I mean, I've seen the Kanye
like, if you
episode,
leave the, if you're watching a game and you leave it on the channel, it'll turn on like FS1. TMZ Sports comes on FS1. So if I'm watching the Team USA, turn the TV off, and then 2 hours later, turn it back on, and it's on that channel, TMZ Sports.
It's always on at the gym, too. It's just on the gym TV constantly.
They had
no matter
like,
what time.
30 minutes before anyone had the balls to report
it. The two biggest stories that I could is Mike and Kobe. And they had it first.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's like, nah, it's TMZ. It's like, TMZ. And Harvey's the guy's name. He's like a attorney.
Oh, Harvey. Yeah, okay, now that rings a bell.
So he's, I mean, he knows the ramifications if you put out something that's not true. Mm-hmm. Now, whether it's ethical to put it out before, that's another question. But he's not going to put out something that's not true.
Right.
I don't think, at least.
Solving journalism's problems. Look at this go.
Anyway, Domas Sabonis, TMZ's finest.
Hey, there's still a division. I think there's still a part of. No. Oh, dear God.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
I think Fox owns them.
That makes sense. They're on Fox TV.
Yeah, Fox Entertainment owns them.
That explains why they talked to Sabonis.
See, look at him. He's working.
No, that's good. No, I got you. That's good. No, that's good. That's well done.
Thank you.
I'm glad you defined that, though, because it could have been real rocky.
There was a,
I'm glad you did that.
There was a road that could have gone down.
Yep.
You didn't see Domas last night.
It's a Fox Sabonis thing.
Didn't see Domas ripping his T-shirt off on...
That was crazy. I was embarrassed as an American. That's what we're doing. Come on, man.
I'll say, remind me to tell you guys after this is an off-air joke that I saw that I will tell you guys.
I can't wait.
Tune into YouTube. YouTube will hear it.
I wish we could play the elevator music. That's what Monty was
and just cut the
when Monty was telling something that wasn't supposed to be on air, he's like, "I'll be back, guys," and he played elevator music.
Who did that?
Bomani Jones on his podcast.
Oh.
And then he'd come back and he'd be like, "That was crazy, right?" I'm like, "Come on, bro, come on, man, I'll pay $5 for the uncut version. Okay,
that's kind of funny. And I think you could have said that on TV. I think you could have said that. That's funny.
But I don't want to. It's calling out a specific person, and it's just,
you're just scared.
I'm terrified.
That's fine.
Well,
that's fine.
The other person didn't deserve it.
I don't have enough cachet around
this
place.
I strongly disagree.
Oh, they deserve it for sure.
I strongly disagree with that idea.
First of all,
yeah, you might
want
to Google.
Hold on.
You're going to see and you're going to be like, wow, that's a funny joke.
Hold on. Because I thought I knew who it was, but maybe I don't.
Yeah, no, you definitely not don't. If person. You go, if you go, oh, that person didn't deserve that. No,
yeah,
they did.
That person
well,
did.
They
did.
I'm a look, but I'm gonna trust y'all first.
Yeah,
thank you.
Trust us, but yeah, that was ridiculous.
What was the name? Did it? No. I definitely was thinking of somebody else.
I hope so.
We did.
Yeah. Come on, get the joke.
Oh
now, right?
Yeah,
you
yeah,
get the
yeah.
joke now, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah, they deserve it. Yeah. I didn't know that was this person's name.
Like I told the group chat, I just can't wait for Booker T to introduce President Biden at the Democratic National Convention, whenever that may be.
Hey, if they need to make that move, that call.
If that's what we're doing, hey.
If it's wrestling, then it's wrestling.
Hey, the whole life is a work. Mm. Life is a work.
Facts.
Real quick, Kyle, do you think I'm being too harsh on Caitlin Clark?
No, not really. I think it's clear you're not a huge fan, but I don't think there's been anything egregious. But
I don't know. I think she's got a lot to figure out whether she does or doesn't.
She's in a really tough spot just from away from the basketball stuff where she's trying to be like a rookie who's kind of in the background because rookies aren't supposed to be as out front as kind of even Wemby. Mm-hmm. Like Victor Wembanyama was like this unicorn dude and lived up to it in year one. Mm-hmm. But even he was just down there in San Antonio just doing Wemby stuff. No, nobody was expecting to be the face of the league mm-hmm. and to be this important right away. Mm-hmm. I think Caitlin Clark really desires to be just kind of in the background. She wants to go out there and she wants to hoop. And she doesn't want all this responsibility that's kind of been thrust on her, at least not now. Mm-hmm. I think she'll grow into that. But she was playing college basketball like yesterday.
Yeah.
And now there's this expectation that, like, hey, the weight of this league is on your shoulders to some people. I know it's not.
Yeah.
And I just think I believe she's trying to be like, I'm just here to hoop. There's other people in this league. I'm just going to be over here trying to do my thing and get out of the spotlight as much as I can.
I think one thing that hurt her a little bit was landing in Indiana. Not the city, the state, not that, mm-hmm. not the region of America. There's no one on that team. Like when Brittany went to Phoenix, she had Diana. Now, Brittany's an entirely different personality. She's a little bit more guarded, mm-hmm. but she's, especially at that time, she was kind of introverted in a more charming way. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, she's
like almost shy. Right?
Yeah, like she's a skater. And like you, like if you ever talked to Brittany, you knew part of the reason she was so introverted was because of the way people treated her.
Mm-hmm.
And but she had Diana, mm-hmm. right? And a lot of these stars land in places where there's a vet who could help them along the way. There's no one in Indiana to help.
Yeah,
like there's if we're just talking, their second best player is now a second year player.
Right,
like she doesn't have a Diana, an Asia, or even at this point a Sabrina. Mm-hmm. She doesn't have anyone to almost vouch for her. Like, nah, she's. She's a little shy, man, but she gets business done. And man, when we're at practice, like she's a pit bull or what, like whatever line you want to use, she doesn't have that. And I think a little bit of that hurts her too, and that she's just left to fend for herself, which is why I had the USA argument. I think once we get through USA, like she'll be in a whole different space. I didn't think she wasn't going to get selected for the team, so I think that's going to set her back.
Maybe I'm nitpicking a little too much, but like these little moments come up. You talk about somebody that to help her through. Do you remember what happened in our very first game?
Caitlin?
Yeah. You remember that
yeah, she
that
got
scene?
Two quick fouls.
But do you remember that scene of her pouting and Aaliyah Boston coming over and trying to talk to him, like, no, this is what you did wrong, this is what you need to do. And but they're not doing it. She's like, no, you need to chill. Like, this is da 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 da. All right. Now, at the end of it, she dapped up Aaliyah or whatever the case may be. But it was this whole, she's just real pouty. Maybe that's what bothers me a lot. She pouts and complains a little too much for me. A little too much for my liking. Like, it's somebody's always at fault when I see her. Not saying she doesn't ever have take responsibility for her. Mm-hmm. I'm sure she does that. I'm assuming she does that. But it's the refs. It's the teammates. It's the coach. Like, somebody... I don't like that.
I think you're being a little hard on her. She's never said anything of the sort.
No, body language.
You're talking about on the
everything
court,
I
her
need
demeanor
to know.
On the court.
The other day, I mean...
I don't think that's fair.
I think it's really tough, just kind of the schedule, too, of going from... You play college basketball, and if you make a deep run, you're in the draft. What is it, like a month later? Mm-hmm. 3 weeks later?
It's
right there. And then you turn around and you get some training camp or preseason or whatever. And then, all right, here it is. Go be in the highest league that there is. Mm-hmm. That's a really tough turnaround. Like, you don't get any runway to exist as a rookie and get in the gym with your teammates and get on the phone with your teammates and talk things out. Like, there's no, it's just like bang, bang, bang. You're expected to make this jump. And that's really, really tough.
Yeah. I mean, and everybody got to handle it in a different way, but all those other rookies got the same issues. And I don't see that from them.
But that's where I think Damian's point comes in, and is a good point, where all those other rookies have veterans to kind of take under their wing, and she doesn't.
Yeah, I mean,
but she was also like that at Iowa too, I guess.
You know, yeah, that's what I. Yeah. She did the same thing to her Iowa teammates.
You know what? I think you guys both have good points. That's where I land on this.
Sit on the fence, pal.
I'm hanging out right here.
Kyle Mattson of the Insiders.
Stay with down. Now I'm on Kenny's side.
Kyle Mattson of the Insiders in the fantastic 49ers website, NinersWire.com. Yeah. Everyone go to NinersWire.com today.
Just click on everything.
Go to NinersWire.com every single day for your 49ers news and for vibes. NinersWire.com. Mr. Man Kyle Mattson there. I feel like you predicted this moment with Brandon Ayuk like months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember if he had done anything. I don't remember if he had scrubbed social media. He was like, "This. There's. He's going to erase pictures and references, and he's probably going to ask for a trade."
Mm-hmm.
No need to worry.
Yeah, it's just kind of how this process plays out. I will say, some of the stuff that is a little more interesting with Ayuk is the fact that he had like Washington practice film.
That's crazy on both sides, on his side and Washington's side.
Right. If I'm How that maybe
Jason Wright sent it to him as one last. He's like, you know what? All right, y'all want some news? I'll give you some news. And he sent him.
Maybe
some.
It's not as big of, but that seems like the kind of thing that people should probably be getting fired or fined.
Absolutely.
Or something for that.
Yeah.
A, how did he get it? B, why is he posting it? So it's just that's been a little weird, but it's just, yeah, there's the social media stuff, and then there's a trade request. He tricked this off by not requesting the trade before the draft, where it gets actually interesting if he does actually want to move on. But I think it's just kind of the last card in his hand. So he played that, and now they'll get to the table and negotiate as training camp comes, and then I think they'll get a deal done still.
It almost feels like we had talked about way back when with Dame in Portland, Dame Lillard in Portland. Mm-hmm. Like, what are we, like, we all know how this is going to end. So why are we going through this whole charade? And that's how I feel with Brandon Ayuk. There's only two things that play out here.
Mm-hmm.
I guess three. But number one, you sign a contract and you play.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, you hold out and you miss the whole season.
Mm-hmm.
I guess those are only
Well, you can't miss the whole season because you don't get anywhere if you do that.
But right. He goes in the next offseason in the same spot.
Yeah, you're a San Francisco 49er.
But I don't know. Like, they're not going
you
to trade
you hold out
till
what, eight?
I don't.
And then your back hurts.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, you can't hold out the whole season.
Yeah, and then
you have to play six games.
And then you're going
to
get $30 million after having an injury plagued season? Like, I don't know why we're playing this charade if you don't have the leverage. They're not going to trade you.
So something sticks out to me in all this, because you said there's two scenarios?
Two scenarios. Yeah, there's two scenarios.
But there's also the scenario where he just plays, where the best option for him is, okay, I'm going to go out there.
Don't sign anything?
I'll go out and I'll play for 14.2, and I want 30, so I'm going to go show them that I'm a $30 million receiver this year, show other teams I'm a $30 million receiver this year, mm-hmm. and then I'll hit the open market next offseason. Mm-hmm. And then maybe I'll get 32, maybe I'll get 35, depending on how this goes. I know that's not likely, but something that keeps sticking out in my mind, John Lynch said this at the owners' meetings. And I, at the time, I was like, okay, yeah, whatever, no public negotiation tactic. But the closer we get here, and the more that, and the closer we get to the Niners are firming their offer, they haven't negotiated since May, and just kind of the, John Lynch said, you know, we'd like to work out a deal with Brandon. We want to keep him here. He's a big part of what we're doing. He, you know, we love him, blah, 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 blah. We're comfortable with him playing on his fifth-year option. And he just, the more that just keeps like echoing around in my head.
He should be. That's right. The right stance for John Lynch. It's the wrong stance for Brandon Ayuk.
I totally agree. It's
you talk about that John Lynch thing being at the forefront of mind. You know what should be at the forefront of Brandon Ayuk's mind is Lamar Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
You want to take the approach of going to play this final year because you think there's $30 million out there for you? Go do it. Mm-hmm. Then watch what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Go see when you buck the system. And see how the rest of the league owners respond. Remember, it was the Atlanta effing Falcons. 2 seconds after that report of Lamar Jackson is allowed to negotiate with other mm-hmm. teams that Adam Schefter has. Yeah, the Falcons don't want Lamar Jackson. I'm sorry, who the hell is their quarterback? And what are they doing this year? Ah, but they don't want Lamar Jackson. Have you ever heard so many teams, one after the other, after the other, after the other, go, no, we don't want a franchise quarterback who has now won two MVPs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we don't want that. At the time, he had only won one, but still.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen that before?
No.
No. To think that these owners don't get together and go, no, we're going to make a point. Mm-hmm. We made a point with Lamar Jackson. Mm-hmm. If we have to make a point with Brandon Ayuk, we will. We've made a point with countless running backs.
Yeah. I think it's a little different with Ayuk, though.
How so?
Because he's... there wouldn't be the teams wouldn't be able to hide behind the two first round picks thing.
Sure.
Because that was the thing with
franchise.
Lamar, which is ridiculous. You two first round picks to pay Lamar Jackson, I will do that.
And a pick swap. I don't even know if that's an NFL thing.
I will do that. Yeah, if you're the Falcons, do that yesterday.
Don't make it 2031. You can't do that.
When one of those picks was going to be a 30-year-old rookie who hasn't been able to stay on the field in 8 years of college? That was one of those picks you wouldn't want to give up? That's insane. But anyways, I digress. There wouldn't be that involved. And the running back market thing is just a league-wide thing. That's been the running back to market has been depressed in a dramatic way.
Mm-hmm.
I think with Brandon Ayuk, there's a team out there that would very happily be like, okay, yeah, the Niners didn't want to pay him 28. We'll pay him 28. We'll pay him 30. Mm-hmm. I think that receiver is just such an important position, and the market is still inflated to the point that a team would go pay Brandon Ayuk still.
And that's – sorry, Casey.
I was just going to say, I think so too, but it's all contingent on you playing this year.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree.
So I don't
– And that's why there's
know what we're doing right now.
That's why – and this is the point you were making the other day on the handoff. This is – that's why the Niners are dug in. They're going – we have $26 million on the table for you. You can not play, and we'll try this again next year. Or you can play it out. Play out on 14.2 and see how it goes. And then if you go 1,800 yards and 10 touchdowns, cool. Then we can talk 30-plus next year. But go show us then. You want Justin Jefferson type of money? Go be that then. Mm-hmm. Cool. We're fine with that. But what the Niners aren't going to do is, like, you're not going to move him for a first-round pick next year.
No.
That's silly. They have him under contract.
And then on the flip side, RIP.
Damn shame.
Just make the fake money so he can...
That's the dumbest part of all this, dude.
Just make the fake
We all know how this ends.
Goodness gracious.
He's going to make $52 million the final year of the contract.
Just give him the fake contract.
Right.
Yeah. Get it to Schefter and all this stuff. Just, what? Come on. Make him feel good.
Disgruntled wide receiver Brandon Ayuk signs with the... 49ers. Kyle always has very special weekend plans, so we'll let Kyle go get to
Kyle
it.
Kyle got big plans tonight, baby.
I'm just hanging out. I'm hanging
big
out here today
tonight,
for a while.
Big dog.
What's tonight?
It's the first pitch.
Throwing out the first pitch.
Oh, that's
Cats
right.
Rivercats.com.
Yeah,
get your tickets.
Yeah. We would have loved to be there.
Well, who set that up? I should have been there. Should have been there to support
my
guy.
We have a concert to host tonight, so we can't be there with you.
Couldn't that's okay. There'll Friday. Be video.
Well, No, we wanted to be there.
Okay.
That's okay. No one listens to us. It's fine. I'm glad they listen to you, though. Kyle throwing
couldn't
out the
first
pitch.
Couldn't have been the next homestand?
Well, this is the date. I just got asked dates, and I said, this is the one that works.
Oh, so it's your fault. Wow. Well,
I looked and I said, when are they hosting that concert? Well, I'll take that day.
Ninerswire.com for all your 49ers information. Kyle Mattson, we'll be back with more here with D'Lo and Casey on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. I'm sorry. Leave that logged in because Pilo's coming in. Yeah. Pilo will be here at 3:30, 3:15. Hopefully.
The new daily music?
Yeah, so that's dating? That's the page that all of the new music is on.
Because there goes the song I was looking for.
On That Money?
No.
I'd love to play
that.
That's Rob 49 and Cardi B.
Oh no, I didn't hear that.
Oh yeah, no, that's
I didn't hear that song. I heard
it's explicit.
I heard 90s Baby from JT.
Yeah, that's hot.
I like she did that.
Yeah, 90s Baby.
But
hot.
I was looking for Four Bats and Usher.
What should be louder?
Should make the door louder.
Go see if Seth is here and add one more thing.
Yeah,
to hey, how do we? Hey, guys, can we make the door louder?
Yeah, I was looking for four.
The
Bats
Usher
and
track
Usher.
Came out too. Four Bats and Usher came out.
I didn't go to New Music Day. That's what I was looking for.
Okay.
At 2 a.m. I was like, let me listen to something.
You don't have to be that. You can get it at 9. You don't have to wake up.
Well,
at 2.
I forgot. You know what happened last night? Finally downloaded.
Oh,
got on
yeah.
the game. And look, I'm not gonna make this like super corny or nothing like that. It was a little nostalgic. This was a game that we loved in my 20s and growing up and stuff like that.
Okay,
and it was gone.
Yeah,
it was gone. It was like it's never coming
now
back.
Why did it go again? Was it? It was a player.
It was that really player, the
name, image, likeness, yeah. basically. Yeah,
and EA. Essentially said,
now they get
no, $600? We won't pay you. Yeah, we'll just not make the game anymore.
Yeah.
And it was gone. And the intro came on, and they had the helmets. I said, bro, it's back, bro. Like, this is crazy. And Reese kind of got into me. Him played the first game or whatever. And I was like, oh, man, it's cool. back. It's crazy, man. It's back. And, it's fire. I love it.
See, that's why I can't do it. Look, well, dude, I was up till 2 a.m. playing. That's what I'm talking about. I can't do this. I can't do this.
We'll know what's up. Will, come on, man. We play, man. We'll make up for our little spat earlier, and we'll play on the PS5, man, big dog.
So dangerous. Is he wearing a? Is that a Dodgers?
Oh sure. Yeah, well, we ain't making up for a damn thing at this point. Forget it, Will. Forget what I said.
You guys will love this. So you're up at 2 a.m. I've been cold plunging. It's like my cold therapy. Mm. So I've been doing it
like in your tub or like
yeah so I got so
I would believe you if you said you had a whole machine.
Well it is it's a tub, it's
like
a,
outside of your bathtub, like
yeah
you have,
it's a temperature controlled.
You see how he tries to act like it's a normal tub, like yeah, like it's in the master bed. Like no, like, bro, like you have something separate,
something completely different.
Yeah, come on,
this is not even part of the house. Like you bought this, like,
you did not
LeBron.
Get this at Lowe's.
You're LeBron.
Yeah,
you're LeBron.
You know what? Forget it. Just never
mind. No, tell us about your tub or whatever.
I don't like just the way that you said that. Low key pisses me off.
What?
Tell us about your tub.
I mean, it's you're LeBron. You really are LeBron. That's what LeBron does. $1 million on his body every year.
I do not spend $1 million. But I am trying to take care of myself as I get older, and I do love cold therapy. And while you two smartasses are making jokes, part of the reason I got the cold plunge, shout out my man Ryan Dewey here in Sacramento. He created it. And part of the reason I got it, though, is because I didn't want to keep paying that bill for cryotherapy because that was
starting to hit.
Yeah, it was like, man, this is a
and
lot.
And you would do that, like, what, every other week or
but,
something
well,
like
see,
that?
That's the thing. I could really only go on the weekends. Mm-hmm. Like, I'd go on Saturday and Sunday. So I was like, if I get a cold plunge, I could do it every single day. Mm-hmm. And so it's the difference between cryotherapy, walking into a chamber that's just really, really cold, and submerging yourself in water that's like 46 degrees is a little bit different. Mm. So I've been trying to like figure out what's right. And my thing is morning. I'm always the morning. I work out, everything. Oof, like the morning sets the morning. Standard. So.
Oh, you mean the workout in the morning, not yeah. do the.
No, and do the cold plunge in the morning.
Ooh, that's cold.
Yeah. So do the cold plunge in the morning and. So I've been doing that. And the other day, the day I did Matt's podcast, so I think that was Wednesday, mm-hmm. I did Matt's podcast. So it changed the structure of my morning a little bit. So the way the plunge is, it's like I'm going to shower first because I'm not going to sit there and, you know, sweat or whatever. So shower first. And so I did the podcast. So by the time I'm done with the podcast, it's like 9:45. I'm going to jump in the plunge and then get dressed and come do a couple radio shows. Mm-hmm. I hit 10 minutes. I won't do more. Like, that's kind of like, that's the peak. But my body temp, my skin temp dropped like 40 degrees. So I dropped to like 50. Well, a little less. It was like 38. Dropped to like 45 degrees. Uh-huh. 55 degrees. I'm sorry. Damn. I was shaking. Like, I was shivering. Like, in the studio while we were recording.
I think you did say something about it was cold.
It's like, I was freezing.
I think I remember.
And so I was like, I don't know that the morning is going to be the way to go anymore. So I did it last night. Uh-huh. Same thing happened. I got to get my timing right. My temperature dropped really low. I got cold, but I'm done. The day is done.
Yeah.
Put on the hoodie, chill out, put the TV on. Bro, I think I fell asleep by like 8:15.
Oh, man.
Just sitting on the couch. And then I woke up to something playing on the TV, like a you know, summer league recap or something. Uh-huh. Oh, my God. What the hell just happened? Got up, went straight to bed.
Oh, man. It took out your whole night.
It took the whole night out. Yeah, I haven't mastered this thing yet. Haven't mastered it yet at all.
Just call LeBron. You probably have his number. LeBron has...
Why would I have LeBron James' number?
LeBron has the old version of the thing.
You have LeBron's cold punch?
No, LeBron got his old one.
Oh.
LeBron got the 2021 version.
They do. They say LeBron's a cheapskate.
Yeah, they say.
They say he's frugal.
Yeah, he's got like an old ass phone or something like that.
And like Spotify plays commercials.
So how frugal can you be like that rich? Come on.
He's a billionaire. Did you see the latest LeBron story news?
I did.
Not that it's a surprise, mm-hmm. but like, yeah, like it's, he's a, he wants the Vegas team.
Give it to him.
Well, did you also see what they think Vegas might go for?
That price tag crazy.
They think the Vegas expansion fee, they think the buy-in is going to be $7 billion.
Oh, my gosh.
That's more
NFL
than
NFL money.
It's more.
What was the Commanders?
Six. That was $6 billion.
LeBron is with John Henry and those guys, right? The Fenway Sports Group?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. He's with, so he's got, and I think the other one's Redbird Capital. So those are the two big groups behind him. They already said like Red Bull is another franchise that wants, and then the people who own MGM.
Mm.
Like, who owns T-Mobile? Is that MGM?
I think it is MGM.
Yeah, so them. Because that's the other thing. It's like, where is this game? Where are these going to be played? Mm-hmm. And if the guy who owns MGM, the guy who owns T-Mobile, wants the team and doesn't get it, part of his negotiation thing is going to be, where's LeBron going to play the game at? Yeah. You can't play it here.
Yeah.
So how that
about
plays
to say,
out.
Are they trying to say that like they want a new arena?
Well, I don't know that they're saying they want to. I don't know. No one knows where the games will be played, partly because of that. Like, you have an NBA arena in T-Mobile, mm-hmm. but someone who wants the team owns that, mm. which means if hypothetically Red Bull has their bid,
yeah.
and LeBron James and his group has their bid, they have to figure out the arena because they can't tie in T-Mobile,
yeah.
because the guy who owns T-Mobile is going to bid on the Las Vegas
Absolutely.
NBA team.
And
he'll be the only one
as a ploy.
That's
for
right.
Sure, as he should.
He'll be the only one who says, I have an NBA ready arena right now.
Yeah. And
for those who might be thinking this, Thomas and Mac is not a,
no, hell no. But and he could put it out there as like, all right, Red Bull, like you just said, if you get the team, you can't play here.
you ain't
playing at T-Mobile.
Absolutely.
So like you said,
absolutely,
you better up that, like, the whole thought of paying for this team,
yep.
up it to $2
yep.
billion.
Yep.
You're gonna have to pay
for
to
build an arena,
all this other stuff.
Yeah.
Because
Mandalay Bay ain't gonna do it. Like, that ain't gonna cut it.
And yeah, that's the one.
That's where the aces are.
And MGM obviously won't do it either.
Right.
I heard, it's funny, there was like rumors in the last like 2 years of like two other NBA type arenas being built. It's crazy.
In Vegas, yeah. I remember us talking
crazy.
About
one
that.
One on
yeah.
the other end of the strip, one a little off the strip. Like it's.
You know what I'd do if I was Bron? Get Mark involved somehow. Figure out a way to get Mark Davis involved.
Put it next to the Death Star.
Which is right next to the Mandalorian. The Death Star, is that the practice facility?
That's the...
Or that's what you call Allegiant.
Yeah, Allegiant.
Oh. Well, what is the practice facility? Because that's in Henderson, right?
Mm-hmm. Henderson, a nice area.
They showed an outside shot of that in Receiver. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I had seen it before. That's kind of bananas.
I've seen some like Twitter pictures.
That's nuts. That is nuts.
Right. Everything they did... I know. I understand. I respect all my Oakland Raider fans.
Yeah, yeah.
Mark Davis has knocked this whole thing out the park. He has killed the whole Las Vegas experience.
I'll say this till the end of time. Mark Davis invested in the Aces, meaning he built the practice facility. He paid Becky Hammond. He did all of that stuff. Now, Matt Ishbia is following every footstep that Mark did. He paid his coach. Whoever it is, I can't remember, 1.2, and he built a state-of-the-art practice facility for his WNBA team.
And Roddy, I know, I see you, Roddy, I know, all I know. Due respect, yeah. I do, but I got to call a spade, everything about what Mark Davis has done in Las Vegas, he's bodied it, and it actually lends a little credence. I don't know, Roddy knows the whole thing, and others know the whole thing more than me, is it feels like he couldn't have got this done in Oakland with the way Oakland has never gotten anything done with the sports teams.
You talk about stuff like that. Long-term storytelling, Roman Reigns over 4 years. Roddy's heel turn, or maybe it wasn't even a heel turn, but Roddy's turn on Mark Davis and the Raiders over that time. Because I met Roddy, you know, it was Raider, 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 and then things started to, and you just saw this slow change to where Roddy's at now. And I completely understand where Roddy and everyone is. And Roddy was part of the reason I felt the way that I did mm-hmm. when they moved. Because mm-hmm. I was like, yo, this, and then I realized, And there's Roddy, and there are a lot of people like Roddy. Mm-hmm. But I think if I'm using this term in the most literal sense, the majority of Raider fans didn't care. Mm. They're like, yeah, we'll just go to Vegas.
Yeah,
and I'm not saying all of them. I'm saying majority could be 55%. Right. 60%. It felt like a lot of Raider fans were like, whatever.
They're a Southern California brand, and they're a national brand as well. And that they had a voice too. And my guy, Dr. Davis, said, Mark Davis can go to hell. Yes, he could have. Kenny Oakland was willing to give the Raiders half the collie land. Bro, half the collie. Respectfully, look at the Death Star and look at what you could get at half of the collie land.
Mm.
Come on, man. There ain't no way they could have built anything like that in Oakland. No way. I'm not saying it wouldn't have been good enough to stay or nothing like that, but look what he got. It's not even close. And that's no disrespect to anybody. There ain't no way they would have got something like that in Oakland, in my opinion.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.